The same morning, Micah and Jed found Emmett Hayes with his throat cut. Nathan Priest let Annie sleep later than usual. He had noticed the girl seeming to withdraw a little over the last day or so. She hadn't mentioned the older girl at all, but Priest knew she was fretting over that girl being gone. He had to take a bit of extra care with her. She needed to stay healthy, at least until Micah showed up. Glancing at the others across the fire, he again felt glad he had sent the cruel-eyed man to watch Micah. There had been no confrontation from the two younger men who were left. They stayed docile without the other one to goad them. It didn't matter whether he came back or not. In fact, if Micah killed him, it would be a favor for Priest. He didn't know whether Micah followed them. Of course he did. He knew exactly where Priest was taking Addie. He stood and flipped the dregs of his coffee into the fire. Addie needed to get up by now. They had somebody to meet before long. Another moment, Priest stood there, staring toward the place where the girl lay. A small, tiny, actually, pang of something zipped through his heart when he thought of her name. The same name his mother carried. It was important that he stay strong for this. To do that, he had to push her name away. She could only be the girl to him. With a deep breath, he took the three long steps to the spot where she slept. When he reached down to shake her awake, she stared at him from her blankets. "It's time to crawl out." His voice sounded gruff to his own ears, covering up his being startled by her watching him. As he straightened up to return to the fire, her voice drifted up out of the blankets. "She's dead, isn't she?" Her voice was so flat and matter-of-fact, Priest wasn't sure what he heard. "Huh? What are you talking about?" Addie pulled the blankets off her head. She used her eyes like weapons and pinned him with her fearless, defiant stare.
"Lucinda! She's dead. That Indian didn't leave her for Grandpa to help."
Her directness and understanding surprised Priest. For several seconds, he could only stare at her. Then he said, "Of course he left her where your Grandpa could find her."
"But she's dead, isn't she?"
Addie paused a moment. Sadness filled her eyes and overflowed down her cheeks.
"I hate you,"
she said with all the fervor she could muster. The impact of Addie's feelings drew down Priest's brow and narrowed his eyes.
"Get up and eat. I told you he'd leave her where Micah could find her."
Then he walked off, trying not to pay attention to his own feelings. Addie swiped at her eyes, angry at herself for crying. It was important for her to be strong. But then, she was only 8 years old, for goodness sake. And her best friend might be dead. And she was kidnapped by a very mean man, who also had some other mean men with him. "At least the meanest-looking one isn't here," she thought. "He really scares me." She rolled up her sleeping blankets and walked over to the fire. As she spooned up some of the Indian stew, she looked over at Priest standing by his horse. She hated him. She really did. But was he telling the truth about Lucinda? Just thinking about her made Addie tear up, and the food she was eating tastes like hay. He had to be telling the truth. He had to. And she knew her grandpa would find Lucinda and take care of her. That's the kind of man he was.